today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
Time is 7:30 past the hour. Those of you who have heard the promotion for the NBC series Smash are familiar with the unique concept that seems to be put forth here. I have a sort of a thing, Richie, for Deborah Messing. I've always found her to be...
Get along.
Well, she has kind of what it takes, I think, to attract an audience. There are some other people who are in this show, like Jack Davenport, who I understand to be the fellow. Here's my description of him. Richie and I were talking about this off air.
Okay.
Jack is the one who is the producer, if you're wondering how we put all of the, well, how the stars align here. And he approached the young blonde who is one of the series stars and managed to, the last I saw of him, he was walking up the stairs with her. And it wasn't to have a bottle of Coca-Cola. All right? So Jack, enters Jack Davenport.
Heading towards the casting couch, as it were.
Well, upstairs the casting right. couch. All right. Now, you may also know Jack from Pirates of the Caribbean, The Wedding Date. He's been in Flash Forward, excuse me, Swingtown. A lot of, he's one of these guys that until now because he's becoming more of a household word, you would recognize him if you saw him, but you wouldn't remember, is that Jack Davenport? So, ladies and gentlemen, the real Jack Davenport. Jack, how are you?
The real Jack. Now I have to stand up. That was the most gloriously euphemistic intro. Deborah Messing has what it takes to attract an audience. Very good. Yes, I am the guy. I'm actually the director in the show, not the producer.
Right.
And when I walk up the stairs with Megan's character, Ivy, by that stage, we have already become something of an item. So, you know, it's not completely beyond the realms of possibility that they may end the evening together. But it's true that my character perhaps behaves slightly inappropriately towards members of the opposite sex with whom he's working. But having said that, you know, he's too much of an egomaniac, really, to cast someone on the strength of the fact that they've just slept with him. He's more interested in making, you know, the best show that he can. So, in many ways, it's kind of incidental whether or not someone sleeps with him, because that's not going to get them the job. Little do they know. You know, and he doesn't necessarily make his version of a casting couch any more or less, you know, appealing, but it's not quite so cut and dry. And that could be said to be true of many of the characters in the show, I think. You know, I think what we show is a world in which people are as messy and complicated as they tend to be in life.
You know what? I'm sitting here listening. Richie, does this voice remind you of somebody else we know well from England?
Is James?
Yes. I don't know, Jack, if you know, there's a well-known English talk host named James Whale. Do you know James? Have you heard of James?
I do know James Whale. I don't think I sound like James Whale at all.
I think you sound extraordinarily like
You know James us Americans. You Brits all sound alike.
Yes, we all sound the same in Britain. That's true. We all phone each other up and think we're talking to our own.
No, so. You absolutely sound like James Whale. Matter of fact, Richie, if you could find him, it'd be interesting to put him on with Jack and have people compare the difference.
Clearly.
Well, so in terms of an Englishman making it big in America, how easy or hard is it for you? You have all kinds of credentials from England, television, the stage there. Did you want to come here? Was it your destination? Or somebody call you up and say, hey, Davenport, we need you for this. It may be Pirates of the Caribbean. And then you sort of matriculate into the American system. How'd that all work for you?
A little bit of both, really. I mean, growing up, I was obsessed with America and American culture, mm-hmm. American movies, American music, you know, I mean, American literature. And I'd always wanted to be here. But, you know, it's not simple. It's not simple for anybody to try and you know, get some kind of traction in any form of show business. And I'd been knocking around in the UK for quite a while before, as you correctly surmise, you know, I did the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, which were, you know, very successful and allowed me to kind of get some kind of toehold here. And once I was here, I was, you know, you had to prize my cold dead fingers from you know, from the chance I got, and so yeah, I've kind of stuck around, and so far it seems to be going okay.
So
let
me ask you this though.
Go ahead.
Have you had to have parts where you've had to lose the Brit accent
and
get the American accent like Hugh Laurie?
And absolutely, I've played Americans here many times, and to be honest with you, I don't really have any interest in being here just to play, you know, the Brit guy.
Right.
I could do that at home. And I mean, I'm currently playing a British character, but I am British, but I've also played Americans. And to me as well, I mean, I've got this slightly, I mean, you know, if the moving image could be said to have, you know, a native dialect, you'd have to kind of say it's an American accent. And, you know, I part of what I do is about, you know, convincing people that, you know, I'm not who I actually am, and I would feel like I was not, you know, fulfilling my job description if I didn't, you know, have a go at playing Americans in America as often as I got the chance. Mm-hmm. And I have done it quite a few times, and I would like to do it again. I find it quite challenging, but
I would imagine,
you know, it's kind of why I came here, really.
Mm. Well, the better actors and actresses are always trying to expand, always trying to bring in the new features of their capabilities. And I think Richie mentioned Hugh Laurie, and there are others, Anthony
Head.
LaPaglia.
Yeah, exactly, right. He's an Australian.
Oh, yeah.
Has adapted, as has Laurie. And there are a couple of, there was a woman who was in a show called Trauma, and her first name is Megan something or other, quite an attractive blonde, and she's been in a couple of other shows. If you listen to her, she's got a real Aussie accent, but she's lost it to be an American actress to play American roles. So it's obviously doable. It just seems like maybe counterintuitive. Those of us, you know, I can put on a British accent, but not well. I can put on a French accent, but not well. So those of you who, you know, turning it back around, it has to be a skill set that takes a lot of work.
It does take a lot of work. Rare is the actor who can just turn on a dialect on and off like a light switch. I mean,
yeah.
through a slightly painful process of trial and error, when I've played Americans, if the truth is I start doing the action when I arrive at work, and I do it all day until I leave. I wish I didn't have to do that.
Jack, in a sense, though, isn't that like translating? Remember when we were kids and going to middle school and high school and trying to learn Spanish or French or German or whatever, and we're always told by the teacher, you have to think in the language.
Immersive.
I didn't. I never did. But how do you do that in terms of the same language here?
Well, I mean, in truth, it's about becoming completely comfortable in making sounds that aren't necessarily, you know, entirely native to yourself. And as I say, you know, there are people who can do it. You know, they can switch seamlessly from one to the other without having to think about it. But I have found that doesn't serve me quite so well, because we make certain assumptions about how English people make certain assumptions about the way Americans talk, and to a degree Americans make certain assumptions about how English people talk, and neither of those assumptions are entirely correct. And you need someone to guide you through, you know, all accents have certain rules.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, I mean, if you want me to break it down for you, it really, in terms, most of it is to do with where your tongue is in your mouth when you make certain sounds, and it's different from accent to accent.
Right.
And you need to learn that stuff. And it's just easier. You feel really stupid when you first arrive on a job and you, like, walk into makeup and you're, like, doing what you feel to be this terribly phony accent and you're not even filming. But the truth of the matter is, nobody bats an eyelid. Lots of actors do that, and once I realized that no one really cared, I mean, you know, I just had to get over myself, really. Mm-hmm. And that's what works for me.
Well, the reason that I brought it up is because I think when you're thinking about how you sound, I remember, again, using the translation thing as a sort of a hedge into this, the essence of what it takes to think about in that language what the word means. If you're thinking about that accent, does it take away from your ability to remember the lines?
That's exactly right. And what you don't want to be doing is turning, having to do, speak in a dialect which isn't your own into a kind of a patting your head and rubbing your tummy exercise.
Right.
There has to be a part of it which you're doing. It's like muscle memory. It's basically muscle memory, only the muscle is your tongue.
Right.
And you don't want to be thinking about it. You're absolutely right, because then something that you're worried about is pulling you away from, you know, bluntly trying to be truthful emotionally. Mm-hmm. And yet you're distracted, so that's why I do it the way I do it, and same for other people.
Alright, so the NBC series Smash on Monday nights, you play Derek Wills
with a British accent.
And my wife will not forgive me if I don't ask you this question: are you going to sleep with Catherine McPhee's character Karen?
First of all, you know, that would be an enormous spoiler. And second of all,
But I have to ask.
I think what you'll find is my character's relationship to Catherine McPhee's character is more complicated than you might have originally thought. And as the show goes on, and this could be said to be true of many of the relationships within the show, you will be quite surprised by how things pan out. And you will, yes. It's not quite so cut and dried as you might assume. So, Catherine and my characters will certainly have much interaction. Quite what that level will be at, only time will tell.
How much further ahead are you in terms of production?
Well, we've nearly finished our first season. We're in the middle of shooting our finale episode right now, and we finish that in about a week's time, and then we will wait to see if we come back again next year.
Well, good luck to you. I hope you do. Interesting guy, Jack. Thank you. Good to talk to you. Jack Davenport, who is on the NBC. This is really quite an interesting television program. What's the old cornball expression, Richie? It breaks down old boundaries or brings in new boundaries.
It does. I mean, they've taken the idea for a couple of different shows and kind of melded it together. You have the musical, you have the drama, you know, they've put it all together.
Yeah, it's kind of a soap. Yep.
I don't watch it, of course. My wife does. I just happen to walk through the room when it's on.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly. Jack Davenport here on Good Day.
Here, sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
From The Voice last night, we get started with a review of some of those performing. Here are Sarah Hill and Jeff McBride of Team Christina with Chain of Fools. Crank this up if you're there. What I don't get about this is why everybody's
like
cheering and clapping in the background like they knew who these people were.
Well, they're getting into the music.
Yeah. Is that all it is? I'm not getting into it. You getting into it?
Yeah.
This I like this song.
Not bad. Not bad.
Okay.
Well, let me hear him a little bit more. Now, but the question is who is singing better? Because that's what happens here. This is a battle between the two of them.
And who is the team leader, like in this case, Christina Aguilera,
responsible
for picking
what
all I
of
say.
The judges kind of, you know, give their 2 cents afterwards.
And she has Lionel Richie and Jewel helping her with her team.
So afterwards, she has to decide which one stays and which one goes.
That's what I asked about a minute ago. Thank you, Richie.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm here for you.
I know you are. All right, so I don't. These guys don't do much for me, but you.
So who won?
Christina picked the winner. Sarah was the winner.
I would maybe agree with that. Uh-huh. She sounds just like Christina, so why wouldn't you pick Christina?
Yeah.
Sounds like you.
Yeah, not bad.
Okay, next up, Charlotte Sometimes and Lex Land
from like
Team Blake singing Pumped Up Kicks. Who did that song originally?
I don't know.
Robert's got a quick head. He'll look around the room. He won't tell you his plan. He's got a roasting head.
Kind
of
weird.
Yeah. Pick songs that people know. Where's the guy's work?
It's just two girls.
Oh, Lex is a girl?
Foster the people. This.
Yeah,
I know this song.
The name for Lex, the lady, and Lex the lady.
I'll tell you what, they sound good together.
You like them?
They could go on the road.
Uh-huh. Blake picked Charlotte as the winner. Next up from Team CeeLo, Sarah Golden and Juliet Sims, Stay With Me, for their battle round performance.
Oh, yeah.
She's the one that sounds like she drinks whiskey.
It's got that Rod Stewart type quality to her voice.
Yeah.
That's more Janet Joplin.
Well, Rod Stewart did this.
Yeah, but she's trying to sound like Janet Joplin.
Yeah.
surprise CeeLo chose Juliet, the lady who sounds like Rod, or, if you will, Janis Joplin, to win here. Okay, let's see here. Next up is Whitney Meyer and Kim Yarbrough of Team Adam singing No More Drama for their performance.
Kim's hot again, another lesson learned.
Kim is a male, female, which...
Kim, I think it's this one, actually.
Gotta count on, so there are more girls in this than guys?
This week, at least.
Oh, the teams aren't evenly matched, like men and women?
No, they don't do it like American Idol.
What do we think about this? These are pretty nonplussed. You said you weren't impressed last night, Richard.
Yeah, it doesn't do a whole lot for me.
No. The winner of this contest was Kim, anyway, according to...
I think
to
it's weird song Adam. Choices, too.
Yeah. This was supposed to be the hot thing. Aren't they running this show twice a week now?
Not yet. It's going to go twice a week when it goes to live, which is in three more weeks, I think.
All right. Well, not very impressive from our point of view.
Are you kidding? I still like this show. We have to watch it.
Yeah, it's still fun.
28 after on Good Day.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah!
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared paired with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit. Delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com. Spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, is in Las Vegas, and I'm not sure whether she's up to some good, a lot of good,
on assignment.
No good.
Getting a lot of emails from her.
I know. She must be bored. Who's bored in Vegas?
Right, exactly. I have a feeling she's not really into Vegas. She sent an email yesterday saying, being in Vegas makes me glad I'm a New Yorker.
There you go. The secret to confidence. As you go confidently off into your day today, into your world, are you prepared? Are you practiced? Are you aware of what you're going to run into as you go off to work? Do you think about, when you come home from work at night, do you think about what the next day is going to be? Or maybe it's not even about work. It's about relationships, maybe about family, or you've decided you want to, you have a goal to have a spring vacation with your family. All right? That happens a lot. People have spring time off.
Yep.
Kids are not in school. Let's go. Where are we going to go? Whatever it is that you're thinking about. What are you dreaming about? Get a scratch card. Yesterday, the first time ever, in my life. How many of you have done this? I went to the store to get a couple of things to last me until the end of the week because this is my last week actually here. In California, as I go back next week, travel across the country with Charlotte and a truckload of Tony's stuff for her brother in North Carolina, I'm thinking, okay, I got to clean out the refrigerator and not leave too much of this stuff or that stuff, even though I'll be back and forth here a couple of times over the next couple of months. I just don't want to have too much stuff. So as I'm looking around at what there is to do, I look at all these people standing in line. And watch what they are checking out. I think it's pretty interesting the way, especially the kind of supermarkets that I go to, what confidence people have in their decision-making process. When you go to the store, I want this, this. How many of you make lists before you go to the store? Do you actually make
a list? Yes.
You do?
Sometimes.
I do.
Do you follow your list?
Yeah, for the most part.
What does that mean?
It means that I make a list because those are items that I absolutely need. Yeah. Now, I may not put every vegetable and fruit that I need, so I might veer off and just buy whatever
veggies
fruit.
Or fruit you'd put on your list.
Uh-huh. Right, but I would put, like yesterday, good example, I went to the store and I needed AA batteries. I needed baby oil. I know it sounds like I'm having a rocking good time, but they were for different purposes.
Sure.
I needed dry cat food. Again, the story of my life. This is painting a picture, isn't it?
Yes,
and
it is.
I needed some shredded mozzarella. I needed a few things.
Shredded mozzarella?
Yeah.
What would you make?
Making a pizza?
No. I just use it for, because it's lower in fat, so I just use it.
Feed it to the cat. So, the point is to be prepared, the old motto, Girl Scout, Boy Scout motto, whatever, be prepared. It doesn't really take a lot of courage, nor does it take a lot of confidence to write things down, but it's the first step on assuring yourself that you are into whatever it is that the you're into action, so you need to have a plan. And I know this sounds kind of complicated, but it becomes second nature after you do this with organization. So I said earlier, I don't know, Richie, if you were around when we were talking about leadership and management and how women make things so much better when they're running things because they're organized. And I just asked people to imagine what the world would be like. When you look at the headlines today of all of this stuff that's going on, would the world be the same place if it were run by women? What would we be paying for gasoline? Would we be in Afghanistan? Would there be, and I'm not talking about just in America, I'm talking about let your imagination run wild and think of what life would be like if we had Margaret Thatcher running England. Did she make a difference? Ms. Merkel is running Germany now. She make a difference? There have been various women in India, most of the Gandhi family, that have run is it that they try to act like men, or do we need to get a whole bunch of women together? Because we all know sort of when women are together, the energy, estrogen energy, is different than the testosteronic energy.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday and how each of them have their good sets of qualities. The women are more thoughtful, more organized.
Would there be if
the men are more risk takers and try things that you know the ladies might not try?
Mm-hmm.
More aggressive.
Yeah. All right. So when you get right down to it, thinking about all of the aggression I had a lot of people have been critical of Russia.
Margaret Thatcher was she wouldn't back down from anything.
No. Right. So here's Alex Jones today. You know, some people describe him as a conspirator. He's a conspiracy mind.
He's got the black helicopters cruising around.
He has a large following on the internet, especially. But he's
very loyal.
Some of the same stations that I'm on, connected to one of the networks that promotes this program. He suggested yesterday, he's getting more than a little press on this, Richie, suggesting Angelina Jolie should be arrested because she's a war criminal. If you go to his online video, and I know I'm helping him, but why not? I mean, this becomes part of the discussion. Is he a ranter and a raver? He focuses on Kony and the movement, and somehow he brings Angelina Jolie into it, calling her an emaciated vampire woman who has been selling genocide. He said, quote, Angelina Jolie, you may just be a useful idiot, but that doesn't matter. You are aiding and abetting corrupt corporate interests that control our government, use its military to expand their empire, and steal our human resources. You are nothing but a globalist whore, and you need to be arrested. You need to be brought to justice along with all the other war criminals that are supporting these invasions and selling it as humanitarianism. So what kind of play is this going to get versus the Limbaugh thing? Does it get played? Does it get attention?
No.
Does it get...
It should, though, if
it should,
we're
but
there.
It won't, because he's not the leader of the right wing.
He's not the leader of the pack.
Right.
No. Okay, so, but again, back to women and women being in charge.
Says that she has promoted a lot of wars and has been responsible for the deaths of thousands of innocent people.
Yeah, how did you get that?
I don't know. I think it's a stretch a little, but, you know.
800-510-8255. Meanwhile, the U.S. soldier accused of killing those 16 Afghans could be executed if he is convicted. The rumor is there may have been three, and they were all drunk. This guy had a brain injury from Iraq. What was he doing in Afghanistan?
He was cleared.
Cleared for what?
They had, after his injuries were healed,
yeah,
they
who
had
cleared him.
They had run the military, the army. Great. They had run it through the tests and decided that he was.
They're
okay
the ones, the same ones that send guys with post-traumatic.
I heard an interesting take on this.
They're back into Iraq.
Yeah, I heard an interesting take on this. I mean, he did what, 3 tours in Iraq?
Yeah, it's too many.
The upheaval over the Quran burning, versus the lack of upheaval over this by the Afghani people, and they think that's because
who's they?
I was listening to a panel on NPR.
Okay,
and that struck me as interesting because there's no rioting in the streets over this. 16 people were killed, and there's no rioting in the streets. Mm-hmm. But when they burn a couple of Qurans, it's like all hell breaks loose. Mm. And I found that as fascinating, and they think it's because people are desensitized. They're used to their citizens being killed by military actions and desensitized to that. Yet when it comes to God, that's still very personal to them. Mm-hmm. And they are much closer to that than they are the killings. And I just thought about that. You know, you look at this, and there's really not that big of a reaction compared to the Quran burnings.
Mm-hmm. Remember William Calley? How many people remember William Calley? That's our 2020 news quiz question. 800-510-8255. We're a little late for 2020, but this is
all right.
Worth a moment or two before Jennifer does her television report. Who is William Calley, and why am I bringing up his name with regard to Afghanistan? What is there about William Calley that many people need to think about or remember? 800-510-8255. Let's see if you can go back a few years, maybe a number of years, to bring back William Calley and his memory into your mind if you are around then. If not, this is a good lesson. 800-510-8255. Mm. Speaking of lessons, how many of you are starting your summer plans early this year? How many of you think about lounging on the beach with your family? You need to be prepared. That's why you should start taking TH121. TH121 is the world's finest antioxidant-based anti-aging weight loss formula. Yes, it's time to lose weight. And this year's product for Good Day listeners is TH121. This product, this formula, is shown to provide dramatic results, Richie, with absolutely no side effects, no jitters, no racing heart, no staying awake at night. This formula for TH121 is unique. Combination of antioxidants and natural metabolism enhancers that create a powerful appetite suppressant that turns each cell in your body into fat and sugar burning factories. That's what this thing does. Again, call TH121. You're going to love it. Simply put, this is the best product you can find. Call now and get a free 30-day supply of TH121 and watch the fat burn away. TH121. Get that order now by dialing 800-525-2710. That is ready for the number? 800-525-2710. Results are guaranteed or your money back, so you'll get on this drive for 30 days. Let's keep it going, you'll find that what I'm telling you is absolutely the truth. 800-525-2710. Enough talk, Doug. Let's get to the phones and order a free 30-day supply of TH121 at 800-525-2710 and lose that weight.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
800-510-8255. The question comes on William Kelly and why a remembrance of him is important as we talk about what happened in Afghanistan. Let's see here. Bill is in San Jose. Hi, Bill. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
And who would it be that we're talking about? Mr. Kelly here. He's got a rank, actually. What was his rank? Do you remember?
I don't remember if it was. I thought it was a captain.
And what's his story?
He shot a village up in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And was put on trial for it.
Yeah, he was. Hold on just a second. Randy's in Cody, Wyoming. What do you want to add to that, Randy?
Just remembering the news from those days. I thought perhaps he was a lieutenant, and that it was called the My Lai Massacre, and that first gentleman was correct. It was where he shot up a village, and I was waiting after this incident in Afghanistan took place. I was wondering how long before someone would make that correlation.
well, yes. Is that good or bad? I don't know. I can't tell what you're telling me.
No, I was just observing. I didn't say it was good or bad, but I was waiting because of the similarities. I was just waiting for someone to make the correlation.
And what happened, he was only, I think it was 3.5 years he was put under.
I can't remember the sentence, but I remember that it went on in the news for months. It went on for months.
He was found guilty of 22 of the deaths of the between 347 and 504 villagers that were killed.
Yeah.
And he was originally given a life sentence, but only served 3.5 years under house arrest.
Yeah.
Oh, it sparked protests nationwide at the time.
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
You're absolutely right. But, you know, I'll make it real brief, but you're asking about, I just tuned in lately, but what if women ran the world?
Yes.
This is what I find wrong with your question. It's not politically correct to criticize women today, so I don't think you're going to get a whole lot of objective answers on that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, that's an interesting point of view. I hadn't thought about it that way.
I'll just say this. I believe that collectively women will trade freedom for security almost every time.
Huh. Are you married?
Okay, I'm going to turn your show back on. Thanks for taking my call.
I like him.
There you go. You got that thing there. All right, speaking of women, Jennifer, because Roberta's not here, what do you have from the Queen of Cheap deal department?
I'm the Queen of Cheap, Dougie, and
you
until
can be
now.
The acting Queen of Cheap.
I am the acting. I'm the Princess of Cheap for now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, until now, grocery shoppers had two choices. They could go to stores with low prices but sketchy natural products, or stores with healthy products but crazy expensive prices. But Vitacause.com has better household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, and natural and organic foods at prices up to 50% off. Plus, orders over $49 get shipped to your door for free. It's not just the best of both worlds, it's Momonomics. Take your shopping list to Vitacause.com and take the cost out of healthy living.
For free?
For free!
Nicolette Sheridan in the focus in a few minutes here. Good day. 51 at Good Day. 51 at the hour. Good Day.
2012 is finally here. And while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes and place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now, 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That
Britney Spears, baby.
Oops.
Yeah, that is.
I didn't forget that.
Britney Spears got that job on the X Factor for sure.
She's holding out for 15
yeah.
million.
Going out for 15? No kidding, really?
Take yeah. the money, Brit. Take the money.
Wow. Well, yeah, they say that she's worth about $155 million or something.
Yeah.
So she's not really pressed for the money.
Yeah.
And
she just wants to be the highest paid judge.
I think. Also, they know that Janet Jackson turned it down
mm-hmm.
and that Mariah can't do it or something. So she also knows that they're in a little bit of a pinch.
They need her.
And also, if they don't work this deal out with her, it will be the third celebrity judge that they haven't been able to say no. And it will really put the smack down on them between The Voice and American Idol.
The smack down.
They almost have to pay her.
Almost. Richie, fix your voice, will you, please?
Let's see what I can do for you.
Jennifer on Nicolette Sheridan in a moment here on Good Day.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find the Centrum Specialist that's right for you.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
All right, so Jennifer.
Yes, sir.
The Nicolette Sheridan trial continuing.
It's like an episode of Desperate Housewives. The trial's more desperate than the show.
Everybody was talking about Davenport getting shot on Sunday night. And
you're
then
talking
he
about
appeared...
Delfino, Mike Delfino?
Well, that's the character's name, right?
James
Davenport is from Smash. Smash.
Oh, who was it? What's the guy's
James
name?
James Denton.
Denton, that's it. Denton. Right.
He plays Mike Delfino.
All right, so he gets shot, And then he goes into court the next day.
No, actually, the news that he was going to get shot came out in court the week before he actually did get shot. So that it was a major spoiler last week.
But wasn't he in court yesterday?
He was in court last week and testified on behalf of Mark Cherry. Also, the other women on the show are lined up and could testify on his behalf
as well. So who are they? Are they testifying on whose behalf?
On Mark Cherry.
Okay, if you don't testify for Mark Cherry, you're off the show. So
well,
why
the show's over, though. The show ends, so I kind of believe his
side. Oh, do you get blacklisted?
I don't think so, but here's the deal. So Nicolette Sheridan said that she was hit by Mark Cherry on set, and then the next day she thinks it was decided because she was upset about being hit that she was going to be killed off, that her character was going to be killed off, which cost her $170,000 an episode. Now, do you ever hire Nicolette Sheridan again because she, you know, she's Sue happy? Probably not, number one. Number two, Mark Cherry says he just kind of thumped her when he was directing her on how to do something in a scene and that it wasn't necessarily a hit and that her character, Edie Britt, had been, they had already planned to kill her off months before, and that everybody on the show knew she was going to be killed off as far as the writers go. Well, the big revelation yesterday was Nicolette Sheridan said that there were emails passed around saying that she would be killed off after the hit, and then ABC executives came and actually deleted the hard drives of these computers.
They missed
Except they missed one, and this guy testified on Nicolette Sheridan's behalf because he was like low down the totem pole. He wasn't supposed to get it. He got it by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying that that's a fake and that it's a desperate attempt by Nicolette Sheridan to try to win the case.
Yeah.
See what I mean? Very soapy. Yeah, very soapy.
This is all a PR stunt, isn't it?
A lot of people
just
no, I think it's really... I mean, I hate to say it, but it's dumb on Nicolette's part because I don't see anyone else hiring her because she's now going to be seen as a risky person to have around.
Yeah, true.
58 past the hour on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamajammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamajammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.